This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. And if you fly instrument approaches long enough, you will meet one that has embarrassed better pilots than you or me. It doesn't look like much on the plate, it's just a localizer, but it flies backwards from everything your hands have been trained to do. Today on ATIS, we're talking about the back course approach, and specifically the question that trips up sharp, current, experienced pilots when it counts: are you left of course, or are you right of course? Because on a back course, the needle is not always telling you what you think it's telling you. Here's what you need to know. Stay with me. Because by the end of this, you're going to understand reverse sensing well enough to teach it. Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. That instrument rating you sweated through. The check ride where the examiner threw a back course at you just to watch your eyes. There's a coin for that. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's build this from the ground up. Because the back course only makes sense if you understand what a localizer actually is. When you fly an instrument landing system, an ILS, the localizer is the part that gives you left and right guidance to the runway centerline. There's a transmitter array sitting at the far end of the runway, past the touchdown zone, and it radiates two overlapping signals down the length of the pavement and out into the approach area. One signal is modulated at 90 Hz, the other at 150 Hz. Your receiver compares the strength of those two tones, and it drives your course deviation indicator, your needle, to show you which side of centerline you're on. Fly the front course, the normal ILS, and life is simple. Needles to the left course is to your left. You turn left to chase it. We say fly toward the needle. That instinct is burned into every instrument pilot. The needle is a picture of where the runway is relative to your nose. Center the needle, you're on centerline. Now here's the thing. Most pilots don't stop to think about. That localizer antenna at the far end of the runway doesn't just shoot a signal toward the arriving airplanes, it radiates out the back too. Off the departure end of the runway, behind the array, there's a usable signal going the opposite direction, that's the back course. And somebody decades ago looked at that back signal and said, why waste it? Let's build an approach off the back of the localizer to the opposite runway. No glide slope, usually. It's a non-precision approach, just lateral guidance. But lateral guidance is a lot better than nothing when the weather's down, and that's the only approach that lines up with the wind. So that's a back course approach. You're using the back radiation of a localizer that was built to serve the runway on the other end. Here's where it gets interesting. Here's where careers get humbled. Remember those two tones? 90 Hz on one side, 150 Hz on the other. On the front course, the 90 Hz lobe is on one particular side, let's say your left, and your receiver is wired to push the needle accordingly, so that flying toward the needle takes you to centerline, but when you swing around to fly the back course, you have physically flipped your orientation. You are now approaching from the opposite end, heading the opposite direction. The ground transmitter has not changed. The 90 Hz signal is still coming out the same physical side of the runway it always was, but you in the cockpit are now facing the other way. So, the side that used to be your left is now your right, the result. On a back course, without any correction, the needle sensing is reversed. If you drift left, of course, the needle swings left, telling you, in effect, that course is to your left, when actually course is now to your right. Fly toward the needle like you always have, and you fly away from where you need to be. That is reverse sensing, and it will walk you right off the side of the approach, calm as you please, while every trained instinct in your body says you're doing it correctly. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, because the answer to reverse sensing depends entirely on what's in your panel. Let me give you the three cases, because this is the part that actually matters when you're single pilot in the soup case one. The classic and old-school course deviation indicator, a plain CDI, and you did not set anything special. You're just flying raw needle. In that case, yes, the sensing is reversed. You have to consciously fly away from the needle. Needle's to the left. Course is to your right. You correct right, it is completely backwards from your entire instrument flying life, and you have to hold that discipline for the whole approach while you're also managing descent, timing, and the missed approach. This is why back course approaches have a reputation. Reverse sensing under pressure is a genuine trap. Case 2. You're flying a horizontal situation indicator, an HSI. This is the instrument that combines your heading and your course guidance into one picture, and it is the reason a lot of pilots love the HSI and never want to go back. Here's the trick. If you set the course pointer on the HSI to the front course inbound heading, the published localizer front course, even though you're flying the back course, the HSI does the geometry for you, it corrects the sensing. The needle behaves normally. fly toward the needle just like always. The instrument unflips the flip. That is the single biggest argument for setting your course correctly on an HSI even when it seems like it shouldn't matter. Say that back to yourself, because it's the one that saves you on an HSI. Set the front course. And the sensing is normal. Case 3, modern glass or an IFR navigator driving the display. Most current systems, when they know they're flying a back course, will handle the sensing for you, and some will even flag it as back course on the display. But, and this is a real but, you must verify how your specific box behaves. Some legacy installs, some autopilot couplings, some odd combinations of nav source and display will still bite you, never assume. Brief it on the ground. So back to the bold method question that kicked all this off. Where are you located on this back course approach? Are you left or right of course? The honest instructor's answer is another question. What are you looking at? Because the exact same needle deflection means opposite things depending on whether you've got a raw CDI, an HSI with the front course set, or a glass system doing the thinking for you. This affects you if you fly anywhere that still has back course approaches on the books, and there are fewer of them every year, which, believe it or not, is part of the danger. Let me connect this to the bigger picture, because there's a real trend here that matters to you as a working pilot. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has spent years decommissioning ground-based navigation aids as satellite navigation has taken over. Area navigation approaches, RNAV approaches built on GPS, have replaced enormous numbers of older procedures. Localizer back course approaches are exactly the kind of legacy procedure that has been quietly disappearing from the charts. Many airports that used to have one don't anymore. That sounds like good news, and mostly it is. GPS approaches are easier to fly. They often come with vertical guidance, and there's no reverse sensing to think about. But here's the second order effect, because back course approaches are now rare. Most instrument pilots almost never see one, and a skill you use once every 3 years is not a skill. It's a liability wearing the costume of a skill. So you get this situation where a pilot files into an airport, gets handed a back course approach because the wind favors that runway, and the GPS approach serves the other end, and suddenly they are dusting off a procedure they last flew on their instrument check ride. In actual weather, single pilot. With reverse sensing, waiting for them if their panel isn't set up right. That is a setup for exactly the kind of quiet wings level, fully stabilized approach that flies you gently into the weeds. So what should you actually do about it? Here's the practical part. First, know your panel cold right now. Sitting in your hangar or your living room, you should be able to say out loud exactly how your airplane presents a back course. Raw CDI reversed, HSI corrected with front course set glass that auto flips. If you can't answer that instantly, that's your homework this week. Second, if you have an HSI or a course pointer of any kind, build the habit, set the front course inbound every time. The published localizer front course number goes in the course window, and let the instrument carry the mental load so your brain is free for the descent and the mist. Third, brief the reverse sensing out loud before you start down, even when you're solo. Especially when you're solo. Say the words, "This is a back course. My sensing is normal because I set the HSI," or "This is a back course on a raw needle and I'm flying away from the needle." Naming the trap is how you stay out of it. Fourth, fly one for practice before you ever need one for real. Find a back course approach that still exists. Take a safety pilot or an instructor and go fly it in visual conditions on a nice day. Feel the reverse sensing if you're on a raw needle. Watch the HSI behave normally when you set the front course. 10 minutes of that on a Saturday is worth more than any amount of reading, including this segment. And one more thing, because it's the kind of detail that separates the careful pilot from the lucky one. When you're on a back course, small corrections. The localizer is more sensitive, as you get closer to the antenna, and on a back course, you're flying toward the transmitter. So the needle gets touchier the deeper you go. Big aggressive corrections that felt fine at the final approach, fix will have you swinging like a pendulum by the time you're near minimums. Bracket it. Small, deliberate, wait for the airplane to respond. Let me leave you with the one-sentence version. The thing to remember when everything else falls out of your head at 200 feet in the clouds, on a raw needle back course, fly away from the needle. On an HSI, set the front course and fly normally. And always, always know which of those two worlds your panel lives in before you leave the ground. That's the reverse sensing story. It's old technology, it's getting rarer. And that is precisely why it deserves a slot in your recurrent training instead of a dusty corner of your memory. My thanks to the team at Bold Method for the sharp little scenario that got us here, and to the FAA charting and procedures folks whose work quietly shapes every approach we fly. You can find more from us at radiohangar.com. Fly the needle when it's the front course, fly your head when it's the back course. I'm Tower. And this has been ATIS, Keep it centered.